Welcome to the Bill and Rookie After the Show podcast for this 21st day of September 2021, a day after the Packers beat the Lions. And as you mentioned earlier this morning, tomorrow is the first day of fall or autumn, as some call it. And, you know, people, I hear it all the time. We had one caller call to say, oh, I love autumn, autumn. I love fall. It's my favorite season. Colors and blah, blah, blah. And I mean, to me, that's nonsense. There is only one season worth lauding, and that is summer.
No doubt about
Summer's
it.
Summer's the best season.
You'll get zero.
And it isn't even close.
You'll get zero argument from me.
I
everybody,
don't get it.
I know, and everybody talks. Well, you know, the days are still nicer. They're still warm and nice, not too hot, and it's cool
right.
at night, and blah, blah,
all
blah,
just
blah, blah.
Making it up. Just trying to make something out of something that you know is unpleasant.
I know
what it's leading into. I mean, there's no better time than summer.
It's leading into winter. You're right about that. But, I mean, summer, that's, you know, I personally like it hot and sweaty, but you can't swim in the fall. It's too cold. You can't do that.
Right.
There are a lot of activities that you can't do in the fall. Now, I mean, you do get some really nice fall days, you know, and you'll be able to go out and golf and stuff like that. But,
right.
you know, you always have to worry about whether I need a lightweight jacket or a long sleeve shirt or something along those lines. Look, fall's nice, but it is so far from the best season of all. Mrs. Rookie always talks about, I love fall. It's the best. It's the favorite. Get out of the house.
Yeah, it's not fall. Yeah, it's not fall. It's not where it's at.
Summer's one. Spring's two, because that's leading into summer.
Exactly.
Fall's three, because it's still nice, and then winter's four.
Right. Couldn't agree with you more.
And there is no debating the order.
Even on nice days in the fall, like you say, there's always, you got to prepare for a couple of different things. You know, weather-wise, if you're going to play golf, let's say, and it's going to be warm, you go, yeah, but maybe it could be colder in the morning or whatever. But then you have the leaf factor, too. And if you're playing golf in the fall, the leaves are all over the place, and they can sometimes hide your golf ball. You can hit a, you know,
all the time.
Not a bad, horrible shot, and you'll never find it because there's too many leaves. That'll drive you crazy. And then you get up to the greens, and there's a lot of leaves on the green, and it'll alter the roll or try to clear them off, takes away. Where did we see that actually left like a blower on the greens that you could fire up and blow the green off?
I don't remember that, but they have a big guy over at Thornberry, a guy on a machine that's got the big blower that goes back and forth and blows everything out.
Well, this place, I think it might have been at the Fox, Fox Valley Club. They actually, not every green, but half, three or four or five of the worst where they're under trees. They leave a blower out there, so you can just fire it up and blow off the green yourself. I'm like, that is a great idea. I've seen places that have big fans, but those are more for the heat, I think. I don't know if they're really effective in blowing leaves off the green, but I thought that was a great idea. But, yeah, those are some of the drawbacks of playing in the fall, but it's nice to get out in the fall. But,
a couple of positives about playing golf in the fall, though, is that for some odd reason, I think a lot of people put their golf clubs away after Labor Day when you still got two great months of golf to go. And golf courses are usually in pristine condition, probably the best condition that they are all season long, because the cooler weather, they don't burn out. You've got some rain, and then you get a lot of dew overnight as well that provides nice moisture for the grass, too. And I think, you know, the golf courses are in their best condition ever during the fall.
Yeah, that could be. And not as much play, too, even.
As I said, a lot of people put their clubs away.
Yeah, so that's always fun. But, yeah, I mean, I'm all for the fall colors. They're beautiful, and it's nice to go up to, say, Door County. You go out to the state park.
Yeah,
up there.
But that's overrated, but, too.
I know. It looks nice, but, I mean, it's like, okay, cool. When's it getting warm again?
Yeah, but I mean, even if you weren't looking for the warmth, you go, okay, I mean, how many groves of trees can you see that are orange and yellow and go, ooh, that's, it's like fireworks. After 3 minutes, okay, that's fine, let's go home.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, fireworks, definitely. I'm in that boat now, too. You've seen one, you've seen them all.
Yeah, it's like, okay, it's nice. Now, what's for lunch?
Right. All right. So for all of you who say you love the fall, that's
down.
That's great. Good for you.
Keep it to yourselves.
Give me summer. Give me summer all the time, and I'll be happier. All right, that's going to do it for us today.
Now, let's go nap.
And speaking of lunch or a nap, one would be good. Have a great day. Enjoy it. Happy fall, I guess, or autumn starting tomorrow. And tune into the Bill and Rookie Experience. It starts at 6 a.m. every Monday through Friday right here on The Fan.